When you throw a stone into a pond, well, sure, it makes a splash. But the ripples reach further than any splash ever could. When we meet Jesus, he makes a splash in our lives, and that's fantastic. But what about the ripples? It turns out, he really cares about the ripples that go all the way to the edge of the pond. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take a look at the impact of love, your love, from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you live in the love, in the victory, and in the joy that Jesus came to bring you. Well, listen, over the last couple of weeks, we've been exploring the saving love of God through Jesus. This love is completely unconditional. This love surpasses all understanding. It goes way beyond anything we could ever have imagined. I guess that's why the Apostle Paul wrote these words with such incredible passion. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 18. He said, "I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." And the exciting thing is, as we reach out day by day, just as a tree's branches reach upwards to the sun and as the roots reach ever deeper and wider into the rich, moist soil, what we discover is that whatever direction we go, upwards, downwards, outwards, sideways, in God's love, we discover in our own experience that his love has no limits. We never run into any boundaries. There's never a point at which his love stops. And that's how we know the love of God, which surpasses all understanding, as we discover in our very own experience that God's love is infinite. But as we saw yesterday on the program, unless we do something with this love, unless we bear fruit, then ultimately our faith dies. Faith, after all, without works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 20. So what do we actually do with God's love? How do we allow it to flow out of us into a lost and hurting world? Jesus said to his disciples, you can read this in John chapter 15, verse 16. He said, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give whatever you ask him in my name." So a tree is meant to bear fruit, and when we become rooted and grounded in God's love, as we spread out our branches into the fresh sunlit air, as our roots go deep into the rich, moist, fertile earth of his love, as we become established and grow in Christ, so we are meant to bear fruit. It's a natural consequence of being loved by God and loving him. That's what we saw yesterday, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because he loved us first. And so right now, I'd like to introduce you to a man who went through a radical transformation because Jesus came into his life. And in particular, we're going to explore what Jesus told him to go and do after his life had been transformed. That man is known to many as the Gerasene demoniac. Let's listen to his story, Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. The man lived amongst the tombs, and no one could restrain him any more, even with a chain, for he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart and the shackles he broke into pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed down before him, and he shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What's your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there on the hillside a great herd of swine was feeding, and the unclean spirits begged Jesus, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So Jesus gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The swineherds ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and they saw the demoniac sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had had the legion, and they were afraid. Those who had seen what had happened to the demoniac and to the swine reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighbourhood. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by the demons begged him that he might go with Jesus. But Jesus refused and said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown to you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. Pretty amazing stuff. This man was absolutely crazy and completely out of control. There were no mental institutions in those days, and every attempt to chain him had failed. So he'd been consigned to living out of town amongst the graves like an animal, all because the devil had got a hold of his life and possessed him. Of course, Jesus had the power to cast out these demons, which he did rather spectacularly. As a result, a whole herd of pigs, 2,000 of them, threw themselves over a cliff. The locals were, of course, delighted. And as he's leaving this demoniac, former demoniac, the man comes to Jesus with such incredible gratitude. For the very first time in goodness knows how long, he's been set free. He is so grateful. He wants to follow Jesus wherever Jesus goes. Why did Jesus set this man free? Because the heart of God is filled with healing love that he would pour out upon even the most unfortunate wretch. The healing love of God flowed through Jesus into this man's life, and now he wants to repay Jesus by coming and becoming one of his followers. Now, that's a pretty natural response. But look at what Jesus tells him. Jesus refuses and says to him, "Go home to your friends and tell him how much the Lord's done for you and what mercy he has shown to you." And away the man went to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. Why did Jesus send him away? Because Jesus knew that this man's life had been radically transformed by God's love, and he wanted this man to go and pour that love out into his local community. This demoniac had been shown grace and mercy, and now Jesus wanted him to go home and tell his friends about it and his family about it. Go become part of your community again. Go tell them about me. Jesus wasn't so much interested in jumping up and down about the splash he'd made through setting this man free. He wanted the splash to have a ripple effect that would go on and on through the community and down through the generations. Do you see? When our lives are transformed by the love and the mercy of God, when Jesus comes in and turns our world upside down with his saving love, he doesn't want us to go into a holy huddle. He wants us out there sharing that same love and mercy that's touched our lives with all those other people out there who need that very same love and mercy. Now, I know sometimes that I can be a slow learner. I can be stubborn and stiff-necked, and so it takes a while to get things through my thick skull. But for years, I'd been trying to make myself happy by getting everything to flow into me. Wealth, recognition, success. And as you may have heard me say before, those things ultimately never brought the fulfillment and the contentment that I was looking for. It wasn't until I, like the Gerasene demoniac, was set free by Jesus that I discovered I could share his grace and his mercy and his love with other people. And you know the amazing thing? Once I started doing that, once his love started flowing out of me into the lives of other people, that fulfillment and contentment I'd been looking for all those years filled my life. It's just the way Jesus always intended. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day, and it's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.